So I'm screen sharing the
yes
list of characters. I don't know if you need that, but I thought it might be helpful to just have it up together. Let's get started. Welcome to In Media Les, a podcast about queer relationships in media. I'm Chloe.
And I'm Val.
And today we'll be discussing Overwatch 2, which I feel like we should start by saying that, like, Blizzard might not be a very good company, but you can play it without giving them any money. So, like, you know,
you can
play it and, like, you're not supporting them. So it's... And I have had fun. So Overwatch 2 just came out. It's basically just Overwatch 1, but you have 5v5 instead of 6v6. And there's, like, some very small changes other than that.
The last time I played Overwatch was at least 6 years ago, at least. So I don't remember anything about it. I just know the characters.
I think that's impressive. Give it. Oh no, it is 6 years old. Okay, I thought it came out in 2017. Time is meaningless, and nothing is real.
It came out 6 years ago?
Yes.
Cool. Yeah,
so
I think
you played it on release, probably.
I probably did, and I think I dropped it fairly quickly.
Okay, what was your main?
I don't remember. I remember I played as Tracer at first, but I don't think I liked her that much.
Yeah, she's pretty fragile.
Ooh.
We are putting Val on the spot with the tough questions.
I'm trying to remember. You know me in real life, so you know I don't remember anything.
This is true.
I think I played as Pharah a little bit, just because obligatory.
Queer icon, Pharah.
And I feel like Junkrat.
Okay. Yeah, he's got your vibe, that whole, like, scrappy gremlin. Underdog gremlin vibe. So the reason why we're doing Overwatch is because every character is queer.
Yes.
And that's what we're here to discuss today, is how every single character in Overwatch is queer. This is canon. You can fight us. We don't care.
No one's going to fight us on this. Everyone knows everyone is gay in Overwatch.
Yes. So we're going to go, like, hero by hero, because there is some lore, and I know that, like, there's, like, a story where, like, I think Tracer gets Christmas presents for her girlfriend.
Yes, she does.
And Soldier 76 mentions a husband.
I've never heard that. I just thought he was announced to be a gay guy.
I think there's some voice line even. It might just be like a throwaway line where he mentions that, like, he had a husband and they kind of went different directions in life and are no longer together. So... Those are the two.
Makes sense. He's, you know, like, he looks like he would be probably into substance abuse. He looks like he's had a tough life.
Yeah, he's definitely not the most stable of gentlemen. If I think his backstory is anything to go by, probably a lot of unaddressed trauma going on there.
Yep.
But so there's some very minor, you know, stories, but we just wanted to have some fun with these characters and, go through them one by one. So I guess we're just going to go in alphabetical order and we'll just start talking.
Okay, you want to start?
Sure. So our first is Ana. She's actually Pharah's mom. All I know really about her, she's one of the founders of Overwatch. So she's, like, a little older. She's at least part Egyptian. I forget. I think Pharah's the one who's, like, half Egyptian. I think Ana's full Egyptian.
Yeah.
And she's a sniper, and she's really cool. I don't know. Like, okay, so it's really funny, because some of these heroes, there's going to be a ton of backstory. Like, we know a lot about them, because they've had videos and comics and whatnot. And some of them, like Ana, I feel like we're just like, there's Ana, she's a mom, she's a sniper, and also I think she's got big bisexual energy.
She does, but also... She was presumed to be dead for a very long time, so Pharah thought that her mom died, and then she came back as this, like, I think vigilante person, whatever.
Yeah.
So that's, like, her story is that she's back from the dead.
So that is some bisexual erasure right there, like, right? She was so erased that she was thought to be dead.
Absolutely,
that's how we know she's bisexual.
Yeah. And also, she has two hands, and yes, she had two pretty good partners when Overwatch was still together. She had Gabriel, aka Reaper, and Soldier, whose name I forgot.
Oh, yeah, I don't remember Soldier 76.
This is name. Like John or Jack. I feel like it's Jack or something.
It's the most generic. He's the most generic guy. He's just, in my mind, he's just old Clint Eastwood. But
which is, like, I think why it was such a huge deal that he was queer when it was announced, because he is, like, the straight man
character. Right. They, like, they did it.
Jack something, Jack Smith. Whatever.
It's Jack Morrison.
Oh, I was close.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty generic name. Yeah, it's pretty interesting that they chose him. Yeah, because there's other characters where I feel like, I don't know, like Lucio, who's, you know, got more of like a flamboyant DJ vibe. But yeah. Soldier is very, very mask, if you will.
Yeah, very, very macho.
Yeah. Definitely.
Like the silent, brooding, tall, blonde guy who's in the army, you know, who's a leader. Yeah.
Yeah. But we're talking about Anna. Do you have anything else to add about Anna except that, like,
that she's bi and has two hands? No.
She's bi and she has two hands. And I feel like, okay, if she had anything for anyone, who would it be of the heroes?
I don't see her with anyone.
Okay.
She's just her own person. She has life figured out.
I actually agree with you there. I think maybe she's bisexual, but she's not looking for anyone right now. I think she's happy with the way yes. things are.
She's trying to fix herself, just she's like reinvent herself a little bit, mend the relationship she has with her daughter and her daughter's wife, you know.
Yes. Who is technically Anna's age, I think, because Mercy has like anti-aging nanites or something. There's something about that. There's some
she's
weird stuff.
She's not necessarily
going on
Anna's age, but definitely her age older. Is a point of contention within the canon.
Yes.
It's weird. She could be like 5 years older than Farrah. She could be like 20 years older than Farrah, and no one knows.
Yeah, so no problematic shipping if you don't know what the age difference is.
Exactly.
So that's Anna. Okay, this one we have to talk about. Ash, voiced by Jennifer Hale, aka Commander Shepard herself.
I didn't know that.
And first of all, I love Ash so much, but I can never play her because you have to actually be good at aiming to play her. So I cannot play her as a character. She is the head of like a modern cowboy gang, outlaws called the Deadlock Gang, and Cassidy.
Hot girl things.
Cassidy used
We're going
to be
with
in
Cassidy?
The gang.
Okay.
I mean, okay.
I don't know the story behind it. I heard stuff happened. I'm down with it.
He was formerly known as McCree, but he was named after a Blizzard employee who was very problematic. That's all we're going to say.
Gotcha.
So they changed his name to Cassidy. So yeah,
it's
so
for
Cassidy,
the best because I'm going to send you right now an emoji. And the name for that emoji is perfect. Also, it's a little not safe for work.
Okay. I will describe this emoji.
Do not describe this emoji.
I can't describe this emoji without making this episode explicit.
But you see why the name matters?
Yeah, I see why the name matters. Are you in like an Overwatch?
No. It's just my other friend group plays Overwatch, like a bunch of them do.
Okay.
And that's one of the emojis we have for that
server. Well, they've got a very personal image of Cassidy, is all I'm going to say.
I think it's from some fan art or something. I feel like it's from something that was so absurd that they just had to do that.
Oh,
I don't know.
God.
I know there's a story behind it. Once again, I haven't interacted with Overwatch in a very, very long time.
So one thing as an aside while we're doing this is that like one of the reasons Overwatch is so popular is because people like to do a lot of, let's say, erotic images of all the characters. And so it does not surprise me to learn that that's where that comes from, because I'm sure there's a lot of it out there.
Mm-hmm.
People really like these characters and really like to depict them in all sorts of outfits and situations is all I'm going to say. So, Ash, first of all, I just want to point out a few things about her whole vibe. Is that she wears this, like, studded choker, which is absolutely, I don't know, it just gives me, like, punk rock dyke vibes.
Yeah.
And then she has her whole shtick, her, like, big ultimate attack is summoning her robot friend Bob, and so she's got this whole
who's
like,
excellent. I don't know anything about Bob, but
he's a mustachio
like
gentleman,
and he is excellent.
And the way I always think about it is that, like, this is a lesbian and she's calling for the support of her gay best friend in combat.
Yeah,
you know, it's just like we've got our friend Thomas, who's like this big, very strong man, and sometimes
he is a
I'll
big
call.
Guy.
Yeah, hmm. He's
I'm
very
always
muscular.
Surprised by how like physically present he is every time I see him. Because like,
yes.
Just talking to him, you can't tell. And then you're like, I'm standing next to him, and he's like a head taller and huge.
Yes. So Thomas is kind of like our Bob, except he doesn't have a mustache. But
have you ever called Thomas into battle?
We've played games together.
Mm.
I mean, I've definitely, you know, partied up with him in Final Fantasy, and like, I'm supposed to go over to his place and play a cooperative board game with him at some point. So like,
ooh,
yeah, I guess we are kind of summoning each other in that way. So I think that's the metaphor here for Ash. Ash has Bob, her gay best friend, and when she needs help, whether it's help in battle or just like help moving like a heavy piece of furniture, she can just call on Bob, which is really handy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you have any other thoughts on Ash?
No, she hot.
Okay. Next one, Baptiste. I know very little about Baptiste.
I've never seen this man in my life.
He's from Haiti.
Okay.
So he's got kind of the Haitian
is he
French
like
accent.
The, is he like on the evil side? Maybe I have seen him.
Yes. Yeah, he's in Talon. So.
Yeah, okay. I probably
oh, no,
was
but,
aware
but it
of
says
him
he
when
left
he came
Talon
out.
To forge a new path for himself. Now he works toward a better world, healing where he can and fighting when he must.
Oh, cool.
So I guess he's just like a vigilante. I don't know too much about, again, this is one of those characters who I feel like people don't play him very often, and therefore. Yeah. And he doesn't have, like, a video or anything, like, or a comic
book,
so it's hard.
Okay, gotcha.
Well, he does, you know, they have those really slickly produced animations for, like, D.Va and stuff, and you just don't have that for Baptiste.
Uh-huh.
But he definitely has, like, queer hipster vibes. Like,
oh, absolutely.
Those eyebrows are just way too perfectly sculpted.
He is well manicured.
Yes. This is a man who takes tweezers to make sure every hair in his beard is perfect.
Yes.
And you gotta love that energy.
Yeah.
That takes a lot of work.
And he has that, like, shoulder patch, and it's color-coded, and yeah.
Yeah, and the sleeveless medic uniform.
Mm-hmm.
He's a fashion icon.
Slutty.
I don't even know what to say to that. And that's Baptiste. Okay, I don't know if I have anything else to add. I can't top that. Okay, next one. Bastion. Okay, this is going to be a tough one because Bastion is a robot. Yeah, he's got to be Ace. He's got like a platonic life partner with the bird whose name I forget.
Okay, that's one way to put it.
Ganymede. What?
I've never thought to call Ganymede a life partner.
Platonic life partner.
Which is perfect, actually.
But, like, Ganymede literally brought Bastion back to life.
That is
like,
true. That is true.
If you watch the video, like, there's that animation, and it's like Ganymede lands on Bastion, and that's what wakes him up. So they are literally life partners. Like, Bastion owes his life to Ganymede.
Mm-hmm.
So, in that sense, like, very, very strong vibes. They're inseparable. They are going to buy a one bedroom together and settle down. And, you know, they have separate beds.
And just but do their thing.
Just do their thing.
And he's going to work on his PTSD in peace.
Yeah. Yep. So good for Bastion. Good for Ganymede. You know, they found each other. the most unlikely of relationships between a bird and a robot.
Oh, boy.
This is so much fun. Okay.
Oh, okay, this next one. All right, let's get into it. This next one, though.
I always forget if it's pronounced Brigitte or Bridget or Brigitta. I think it's Brigitta.
I think so. Yeah, that sounds right.
Swedish. She has the most amazing suit of armor.
Yes. And her
cool. She's basically a paladin. Let's be real.
She is a paladin. She is a lesbian. And she has two dads and a mom.
She has two dads?
Torb, Reinhardt.
Reinhardt.
And her canonical mother.
Yes, that's a good point. She does have two dads. That's an excellent point.
I'm always right, obviously.
I think she's maybe not herself queer, but because, you know, she was raised by...
Her girlfriend is coming up soon.
Wait, who is her girlfriend?
Diva.
You're doing... Interesting.
Okay,
I never thought about... No, say
really?
More. Same. I never thought
they
about
are,
those two.
One of the most prevalent ships that I've encountered on Tumblr with Overwatch... Oh, I don't think it's a prevalent ship. I just think it's just one of the ones that I've encountered that I really, really like. And I've seen a lot of like art for them.
Because I would have put Brigitte with, I mean, if Kiriko maybe.
With who?
Kiriko. The fox lady.
Oh, the new character.
She's brand new.
Okay, gotcha.
And I feel like they complement each other really well in terms of skill sets. And then, I don't know, Brigitte is like a big cat lover. And Kiriko is, like, in that group of people who are all animal-themed. I don't know. I just feel like, although she's fox-themed, not cat-themed. But I feel like they just, I don't know. I feel like
there's a lot of art of Diva in cat ears because she is a gamer.
Yes.
Just saying.
We'll get to Diva. She's coming up. But
all right.
But Brigitte, yeah. Any other thoughts on Brigitte?
Question. Do you play Overwatch, too?
Yes.
Okay, so that is the distinction, because I do not know anything about the new one, and I really haven't engaged with it much.
It's really just the same as the old one. Like, some of the voice lines are even the same. Like,
yeah, but there are, like, 10 new characters that I'm like, so unaware of.
I feel like there hasn't been a ton of lore about the new characters, and they'll establish more, I guess, as time goes on, but, like... I don't know. That's why it's fun to just make stuff up.
Yes. No, this is all canon. What are you talking about? Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry. That's why it's fun to explore the canon together. Next up, Cassidy, voiced by your favorite, Matt Mercer.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, sometimes a cigar is just a cigar, but I'm going to say not in this case.
Oh, no.
No.
Well, he and his boyfriend are going to kind of help each other with their tough life, right? Him and Hanzo.
Oh, but I was going to say Hanzo.
Of course. It's one of the biggest ships.
Okay. That works well because they're both like, Cassidy is this like, I'm still using a six shooter and I'm a cowboy. And Hanzo's like, I'm
a samurai.
Well, kind of, but I use a bow, even though everyone else has laser guns.
Oh, that's right. He has a bow.
Genji
I'm thinking of Genji.
Genji is the one with the sword.
But no, I did mean Hanzo with Cassidy. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, Genji and Hanzo are brothers, so it's easy to confuse them. But yeah, Cassidy, Hanzo, there's got to be a lot of fan art of them.
Oh, so much of it.
Yeah.
So much of it.
And, you know, Cassidy, we know he was in Ash's gang.
Mm-hmm. And he was also in Overwatch because he, like, what was it?
Yeah, taken he was in Blackwatch.
Yeah, he was taken in by Gabriel.
A.K.A. Reaper.
Yeah.
I just have to say that in my head because I always forget his name is Gabriel. Yeah, there's definitely, like a father figure vibe there that's very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, that's Cassidy. Not too much to be said other than that, I feel like.
Yeah.
All I can think of is with... Cassidy is him saying it's high noon because that's what
it's
he says.
It's high noon. They keep trying to get Matt to say it on Critical Role, and they eventually finally got him to do it.
you hear it so much. It's just one of those.
Isn't that his special?
Yes, it's his ultimate. But like, he's a very popular character to play, and so like, you just hear it a lot. And it's very, you know, it's Matt Mercer, so it's very well performed. And it's very, like, sticks in your head in this way. And so all I can think of when I think of him is just, it's high noon.
Mm-hmm.
And the little tumbleweed comes out of nowhere. Okay.
All right.
Next, Diva.
So since you already know who I see her with, what are your opinions, thoughts, and prayers on this?
Well, first of all, I just want to think about Diva. She's a big gamer and like a streamer. She's like a Twitch streamer. And I feel like, I don't know, and she's obsessed with snacks. And I feel like I've literally known multiple queer women like her who are just like these like snack obsessed garbage diet gamers. Like, we've got multiple friends who are kind of like that, who fit into that description and are also pretty awesome.
Yeah.
And Diva, I think
she's also a child soldier, so there's depth to that ship no matter who it is.
How old is Diva? She's got to be,
I think, 18 or 19.
Okay. And she pilots a mech for the South Korean defense against the robots.
And I will make one more argument for her and Brigitte. Their ship name is Mechanic, like Mecha and Mechanic, because Brigitte is a mechanic canonically from the comics.
Right, because her dad is Torbjorn, who's also a mechanic.
Yeah, and she makes like armor and stuff.
Yes, but it's Brigitte, I think.
I will say it differently every time. Okay,
fine.
I'm trying, but it's just not going to happen.
It's fair. Anything else about Diva that you want to add? She's one of my, I should mention, she's one of my favorites. Like, if I have to play tank, I play Diva. I love her.
I will mention that when her, like, cinematic thing came out, there is a teammate that she has. That after that release, there was a lot of fan art with her and that that teammate. I don't know her name, but there was some art from that, and that was pretty cute.
I've watched that animation, and I don't remember.
I think she has, like, a bob and, like, is also a child soldier, and they're on the same gaming team.
Okay. Let's just pull this up real quick. See if we can find it.
Yeah, right there. I think Yuna? The second one.
Let's see if... Can we find Yuna? No, because it's mostly focused on her from here on out, I think.
I think they fight together or something. I don't remember. This is years ago. Or does she show up
later? I don't know.
Maybe. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, there's a man in that? Okay.
Yeah, there's the, like, but I think it's her brother or cousin. If not, he's got big brother cousin energy.
Yeah. So, but yeah, so those are the two
main
things that, like, main ships that I've encountered and, like,
okay. Yeah. I mean, I love Diva. She's great. Next up, Doomfist. First of all, he's got fist in his name. So,
oh, Chloe.
Read into that what you will.
Chloe. No.
Do we have to take that joke out or can we keep that in?
No, we're keeping it in.
Okay.
He looks like he would work at a Chippendales.
Yeah, he's definitely, he's worked hard for that body. He's got some metal hard pecs, let's say.
Is he with Talon? Because he could have
a really head of Talon.
Is he? Oh, or one okay.
of, yes.
So
he killed his boss, the previous Doomfist, taking his eponymous weapon and title.
Gotcha. Okay, so it could have been that medic dude left because Baptiste. He broke up with Doomfist. We never know. Yeah,
that's a good point.
Yeah. And they have pauldrons on the opposite shoulders.
Oh, just that's saying. A good point.
And they're both like he has the sleeves to Baptiste's vest.
Yeah.
They match. Yeah. That's it. I'm calling it.
I can totally see it now that you've mentioned it. Like, Baptiste and Doomfist. Ship name Baptfist? No, Doomtiste. Those are both pretty bad. I don't know what that ship name would be. I really like Doomfist, though. He's such a... I just like a character who's just like, I'm here to be evil for some reason. Like, he's very goofy. And also, I think, is he the only shirtless character?
He also had a really, really cool cinematic where they did a completely different art style. right?
I have not seen his.
I think it's 2D.
Oh, is that the like overview, the origin story video though?
Yeah, I think.
Okay, but I think they put those out though for new heroes because they've got that. They put one of those for.
But they usually do like a little like a moving still image. A lot for those. I think this is animation. Yeah, I think.
Okay.
Maybe I'm just misremembering.
I don't know.
I feel like it had like a full story to it, which usually they're just like little overviews. But once again, it was years.
Yeah.
I don't pay attention to what I watch anyway, so.
That's fair. Well, speaking of characters that are a mystery to me, we've got Echo. She's a robot. She looks like...
She's
like,
a robot.
She's like the Apple. She's the MacBook of all the robots.
Siri.
Like she's Siri. I think that's literally what she is. She's like... The AI that was developed for Overwatch's, like, mainframe, and then she, like, got a body. It's very, like, Edie from Mass Effect.
Didn't Ash want her real bad?
What?
Didn't Ash try to steal her from Cassidy?
That's true. That was the Cassidy video. They were fighting over who got Echo. So
there it is.
Okay, so an Echo is developed by... some roboticist named Mina Liao, and I wonder if maybe Ash and Mina were a couple back in the day, and Ash is trying to get back something that was made by her ex-girlfriend.
That could be cool. Also, Echo could have mommy issues with Mina.
Yeah.
And is dating a bad outlaw.
Oh.
Just saying, there's some, like, West Side Story vibes happening here.
Yeah.
This is so stupid. I love it.
this is our both our best and stupidest episode ever.
We should have had Becky on here. This would have been just chaotic.
Yes. Oh gosh. I can't even imagine what would have happened. I feel like not enough people play Echo. Like I feel like whenever there's an Echo, I just get my butt kicked by her.
Is she a healer? She's support?
No,
what
she's
is she?
She's a DPS.
Oh, whoa, okay.
And she's got some neat abilities. The stupid sticky bombs that she has, just like I just get killed by those sticky bombs so freaking often. It's so frustrating. I would compare her to Farah. She's like very focused on being in the air. But whereas Farah is very focused on kind of like bombarding from the air, she's more targeted. She also has a very unique ultimate in that she can copy an enemy hero and like become them. So like, yeah, she can like...
That's really cool. As you're saying that, it went to like to that on your screen as well.
Yeah, I switched over so you could see that.
Oh,
I clicked
okay. You
it.
Did that on. Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. I thought it was just cycling through them.
No. I'm galaxy braining this, Val.
You are. You really are.
Yeah. So it's. I don't know. Like you could read into that. Like, why does she feel a need to duplicate? Maybe she's got some self-esteem
issues.
Identity issues. You know, we've all been there. You know, it's very common among queer people. So,
maybe even queer robots. Someone else would be better.
Yeah.
But we all know that she's perfect.
Yeah.
She should just embrace herself.
I actually think she's really good. I want to get better with her because she's awesome. I just never get a chance to play DPS because everyone wants to play DPS. Okay, Genji.
Zenyatta.
Interesting. Okay. That's interesting because... Okay, so Genji is human, but he's been cyborgified by Mercy. Because he was nearly dead. He's Hanzo's brother. And all I know is that as someone who mostly plays supports, I friggin' hate a good Genji.
Also, he does have two hands as well.
Yeah.
Because Zenyatta and Mercy, like, I'm not opposed to either.
Yeah, I mean...
There's that whole, doctor-patient relationship.
Okay. Yeah.
He's fairly respectful. I've never seen, like, the character be gross towards her.
No.
Which I feel like in a lot of games where there's, like, a character who's canonically supposed to be into another character, even if it's, like, one-sided, and it's a dude, and it's, like, a young guy, and he's a party boy, right? There tends to be, like, a little bit of slight iffiness with voice lines.
Yeah.
I think that happens in League of Legends with Ezreal and... The character who looks like Mercy, blonde girl.
I don't know. Lux. Lux.
Yes. So I think like that pairing in the game, like canonically, he kind of keeps hitting on her even though she's not interested. Canonically, like her lines are ignoring him and him trying really, really hard. And I don't think we have that with Genji and Mercy.
Yeah.
Which is good.
Yeah, I could totally see that now that you've said it. Mm-hmm. But also, Genji and Zenyatta. Okay, Hanzo, I feel like we kind of already talked about him with Cassidy.
Yeah. They're both, like, rehabilitating from a life of crime.
Yeah.
He kind of has a lot to make up for. He was the one who hurt his brother? Is that? I think he almost killed him, right?
Yeah, I think so. That's what happened, because he was a bad guy and fought with his brother or something.
And now he's like, I'm a better person.
Here's a big one.
All right. I'm excited for her. Junker I don't know anything queen. About her. I know that I've seen so much art. Everyone went feral when she released.
Because people love a Gideon. Like, big, tall, muscular, super butch, punk rock aesthetic, dommy mommy vibes,
Oh my god, yeah.
Basically, like...
I've seen her shipped with every single woman in this game.
Yeah. I mean,
every single woman.
She'll go. I think you could put her with pretty much everyone except Zarya. Like, Zarya is the one.
I was going to say that. I've seen a lot of ships between these two, actually, because they're both big. I've seen some people be
like. The big and small one is the ideal ship, right?
It could be, but Junker Queen and Zarya is fairly refreshing. And there is some dynamic there that if someone said that was their favorite ship, I would not be opposed.
I do find it funny in like all the action videos we're looking at on the website. Almost all of them have it with the character we ship them with. Like this one has it with Zarya. When we were looking at Genji
was
it
with
had
Zenyatta. They know what
it's
they're
just
doing.
Like, they know. See, this is canon. There's no doubt that this is canon.
Yeah. Also, this is a good argument for like her and Zarya, just some like rival aesthetic there too.
Yeah,
they, like who's they, bigger? Like,
met, yeah, they met at like the gym.
Oh my god!
And they were seeing who could deadlift more, and it was totally Zarya probably won.
Yeah, but Junker Queen is probably better at squats.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
yeah. Junker Queen does not skip leg day, which Zarya is not the best at.
Yeah. There's a lot there.
Yes.
She can also be totally like a dude bro who's like a heartbreaker.
Yeah.
She also has those vibes because she kind of can be with anyone.
Also, I had no idea that her name was Odessa Des Stone.
I did not either.
Also, Odessa. I know I kind of
Polish,
much...
right? I feel like that would be a Polish name. Odessa. I don't know.
Well, she's Australian. That's all I know.
Oh, because she's with Junkrat. Yeah, gotcha.
Junker Town, which is just Mad Max for some reason.
She has a little bit of that Furiosa. Yeah, I cannot say
it. Yep.
I'm a little hyper today.
I'm a little tired, so there we go.
All right, who's next?
Okay, yeah, we got to keep going. Junkrat.
Very twinky.
Yeah, he's...
But also, I cannot see him with anyone because he's got his buddy, Roadhog, and they're just, traveling.
Another platonic life partner.
Yeah.
And he's just a big goofball. He's just someone who likes to joke around and also cause explosions.
Exactly.
Doesn't need to do anything else.
Nope. ADHD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, Kiriko, the newest hero.
I have seen this cinematic.
Yes, the one where she like
protects her building
mm-hmm. and the custodian and his granddaughter.
Yeah,
I mean she's super young. I feel like she's still kind of figuring herself out.
Mm-hmm. She does live alone.
Yes, and we know that she like wanted to get away from her overbearing mother, and she kind of has like this found family vibe with her. Residents of her building.
Mm-hmm.
But beyond
you told
that,
me not to study, so I'm gonna need just a moment to think on it. Do you ship her with anyone? Canonically, of course.
I did like her with Brigitte, but you kind of made a compelling argument for Brigitte.
I feel like they're too similar. I feel like they're both like, we're gonna protect our people. Yeah, and I don't know. Sometimes like, two protectors in a relationship is hard for me to kind of follow.
Yeah.
Because, like, I want one of them to be just, like, the most unhinged person, and then the other one to be like, okay, honey, I'm happy to be here with you while you do the thing.
I mean, I don't think there's anyone yet. Maybe there's some future hero that will click with her, but I feel like, again, she's just young. I feel like it would need to be someone a little more experienced, and, you know, she's just exploring what it means to be an adult, and that includes her sexual identity.
Yeah.
And I think she hasn't figured things out yet, and that's okay.
So, yeah.
So that's Kiriko.
I can see her, like, tag along with D.Va and Brigitte.
Yeah. Yeah, to, like, they all go to
a they go to, like, a queer event or something.
Yeah.
And she's just kind of, like...
And she's definitely the one who, like, gets really into it and has, like, rainbow makeup and stuff.
Yes.
But she's too,
But she's not gay. She's just there as a friend.
Yeah, but... And she's also too shy and nervous to actually, like, talk to anyone.
Mm-hmm.
That's totally Kiriko. Lucio. He's the most pansexual man.
Absolutely. Soccer playing DJ.
Yeah.
Who's very, very colorful and into neon. He goes to raves and he is the life of the party.
He goes to raves. You know, maybe he has a little ecstasy. And he just feels the vibes and the sound of the universe, and it takes him where it takes him.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter the gender of the person, you know? It could be anyone.
Absolutely.
And that's Lucio.
Exactly. Perfect. Yeah.
Okay. Nothing else to be said there.
Nothing.
May. This is a tough one.
Zarya.
Just because they both have, like, cold themes?
Yes, obviously.
Okay. They need to warm up together.
Also, May is, like, unbelievably positive as a person, like, as a character, and Zarya is just, like, from a bad situation. And I don't know, I always kind of dug that. Also, I think it has a lot to do with, like, body type.
Yeah.
It's just, like, very aesthetically pleasing. And also, it's probably one of the bigger ships with Zarya, so I just tend to go with whatever is on the page in front of me that has content.
I'll give you that, because I do not know the canon for Mei, I should say.
She was frozen.
I know.
And she's the only one who survived.
I was joking about the canon ships.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I'm paying attention to the joke
I know,
we made.
She got frozen because she's like, she's the same age as Mercy, but both of them are super young or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of Mercy. Who Farrah, isn't she ships with?
But you got to go with Pharmacy.
No, absolutely. That is, like, the canonical ship.
Yes, that's the canonical one. But yes, Mercy, I mean, everyone wants to be with her. One, because she's stunningly beautiful and caring and supportive.
Two, because she is a psychopath with a gun.
Yes. Like, you don't even know that how terrifying her
gun is. I know. I've played this game ages ago, and I remember.
Also, I think she's the only character who can switch weapons. Oddly.
Huh. Makes sense. She could probably beat you with her staff.
Yes.
But
it's for healing.
Yeah. She has some boundaries that she will not cross professionally.
Although she is a necromancer.
She is. She does romance those necks.
Yes.
So there is Fariha. There is Moira. There is Genji. Who else is there?
For ships.
Mm-hmm. I think those are the main three.
Yeah, those are probably the main three. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
She's just like the hot girl.
Yeah, she's the cheerleader.
A little piece.
She's the "but I'm a cheerleader" of Overwatch.
She's a little more confident.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
You called her a cheerleader, so.
You called her a cheerleader.
I did?
I said she's a hot girl, yes.
Oh, I said cheerleader. I'm tired.
Hi, tired.
Let's go with Moira. Moira is... Okay, first of all, Moira is non-binary.
Yes.
Don't think that's actually... It is canon. I'm putting it out there. It's canon.
Everything we're saying is canon, but yes. I think this is especially canon.
Because she is a scientist who's, like, all about, like, transcending life. So she's, like, a transhumanist who's, like, transcended gender.
Yes.
And... she, I feel like,
has a lot to do with the binary, but is not like, is using both of those things. Yeah.
The only binary she cares about is life and death.
Exactly. Okay. Also problematic, which who doesn't love a problematic ship? Like,
yeah.
I'm a huge fan of those.
Yeah. Okay. Who would you ship her with, though? Or who does the canon ship her with? Oh, with Mercy?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's because they're kind of opposites.
Yeah. Yeah. Mercy is like defying death in her way. And then Moira is like trying to cheat death in her own way. Like, there's a lot there. It's like they're doing essentially the same thing, but so very differently.
Yeah. Okay. We have to keep going because we're like...
We're so out of time.
So,
let's go.
We're so running out. Okay. Eriza. She's a big robot centaur. I don't know much other than that. She was made by an 11-year-old genius. I feel like she's just... I don't know. I don't know enough to say anything. I think she's just there.
No, we can't cop out now. We've come this far. Let's see.
Fine. I mean...
Gives off strong MILF vibes, but like unattainable.
Yes. Asexual, but not aromantic.
Yes.
Okay.
Solved it. Next. Yep.
Got it. Farah.
Already Mercy. Talked about her. Mercy.
Goes with Mercy.
Mommy issues.
Okay, Reaper, aka Gabriel, as you keep calling him.
He's the secret husband of Soldier.
Yes, very the two obviously. Of them are endgame. They just don't know it yet.
I'm sure
Overwatch
they do.
Overwatch 3, when they take down like the servers for Overwatch 3, when it ever comes out, and then when they're like done with it, and they're like, oh, no more Overwatch 3, they're just going to replace it with a looping GIF of Soldier and Reaper kissing.
And he has some junk in that trunk.
Yeah.
His ass is massive. Isn't it? Or is that fan? Ooh.
I think that's fan art you've seen.
Because now I'm thinking, I feel like in the game is extremely flat, and that was one of the things. Okay, that's what it is. No, that's what it is. That's what it is. In the game, he is flat as heck. And some fans had strong objections to that, and it created a movement a few years ago where he just had the biggest butt out of all the characters, because first of all, he doesn't look like a guy who would have a flat butt.
Yeah,
he exercises.
He's got some slapping cheeks. Okay. moving forward,
this is awful.
This is great. Reinhardt, can you say bear? Like, Reinhardt is like the quintessential bear.
Yes.
Like, you could not get more of a bear than this guy.
They gave him a bigger beard?
Yeah. He got all... Well, like, he was wearing a helmet.
He became Santa-like.
He's got this kind of Santa vibe. But, like, he's a protector. He was very impulsive when he was younger, but he's learned a lot.
And he helped his boyfriend and his boyfriend's wife raise, like, a million children.
That's true. Yeah. And that's Reinhardt. Okay, Roadhog. First of all, this guy walks around in, like, fetish gear.
Yes, he's so been to many a parades.
He is pro kink at Pride.
This is unhinged.
This is no, that's the best joke I think I've ever made on this podcast.
Yes, it was excellent, but this is unhinged.
Yeah, so that's all that can be said about Roadhog. And I mean, he's got the platonic life partner, Junkrat. Oh man, this is the tough one, Sigma.
Sounds like the beginning of a joke.
Sigma, nuts. All I know about him is that he accidentally like exposed himself to like the song of the universe, and now he's like seeing reality, but like in a weird way. And that allows him to manipulate gravity, but it also makes him kind of unstable. I don't really know if he's in
a closeted gay man, but everyone knows he's gay, and he's got that on his shoulders.
Yeah, he's
he doesn't know that everyone knows he's gay.
Yeah.
But he is closeted.
Yeah.
There.
Okay.
Why don't we just put all the stereotypes into this episode? Just say the most problematic things.
Sojourn. She's from Canada.
She's from Canada. Next.
Soldier, we've talked about pretty much.
Yeah.
Sombra, the booper.
Yeah, Symmetra.
The hacker.
Obviously.
Yeah, Sombra and Symmetra.
First of all, again, neons. Opposites.
Yeah.
Second of all, both very, very competent.
Yeah.
Third of all, their voice actors give us a lot of content.
Really?
They are friends in real life. And
okay.
Around the time that Sombra, like, came out as a hero.
Yeah.
There was a lot of just, like, them playing it up. It was really fun.
That's
But
amazing.
Also, they're friends, yeah.
Yeah. Especially because Sombra, I don't know, I just feel like, she's a really cool hero. Again, another hero that I'm not good at, but, like, I think is so cool. I wish I was good at her.
Also, she has a weird thing happening with Zarya as well.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely, because Zarya is, like, hunting her.
Mm-hmm.
So you got that whole, like, oh, she's chasing me.
It's thing almost like going. That second hand is peeking out a little bit.
Yeah. Okay. Symmetra, we just kind of talked about.
Also, canonically autistic, I believe.
Yes, yeah.
Also, I am a huge fan of her just being like, things need to be in order. And
yeah.
She does fix a painting in the comic, which I love. If there's ever a painting that is a crooked, I am that person to go and fix it. So I appreciate her.
I do like that her ultimate reflects that, and it just makes a perfect barrier that bisects the entire map. So, like...
Oh, it's always in the center, or?
No.
Like, oh, okay, gotcha.
It's always the entire map.
Oh, that's fun.
Yes.
Also, Anjali Bimani, I think.
Yeah.
I think that's the name of the voice actor. She was on...
Yes.
Critical Role. She did Exandria.
Oh.
She was on quite a few episodes.
Okay.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty interesting person. Fun to see her role play. Fun.
Yep. Okay, so we've got, like, seven more to go. Torbjorn.
A wife and a husband. And a million children.
Yeah.
And he's not a fighter. He's a crafter, which is amazing, too.
Yeah.
He knows when to step away and support. Great guy all around.
He's someone who knows how to use his hands, which is important when you have both a boyfriend and a wife.
Yeah, and also he doesn't feel like someone who is necessarily... super, like, upset at his height situation. He's really making it work.
Yeah. Okay. Tracer is...
Tracer is just Tracer.
Tracer is Tracer.
Widowmaker and Emily are both giving her some problems in life.
Tracer, I mean, she's got to end up with Widowmaker, right? Like,
hey, two hands. Emily is great at being, like, kind to people. We've seen her on, like, two pages in the comic, but she was very nice.
Okay, but...
She is probably like, yeah, bring your friend over.
Fave, Widowmaker.
I love her so much.
Yes.
She, like, her story is my favorite because it's so tragic, so sad, and she's still in there, too. Like, that's upsetty. That's upsetty spaghetti.
So, for those of you who don't know, she, like, got, like, brainwashed by Talon and then killed her own husband and whatnot. I think it was actually Moira who experimented on her.
I think so, which, oofa doofa.
Yeah.
Also, doesn't she have, like, a braid now?
Oh, does she? Is it a braid? It is a braid. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
So she got a little cuter, too.
Yeah.
She was hot before, but now she's hot and cute. She's got a little bit of that Lara Croft thing happening.
Oh, that is very Lara Croft. Like, she's like a blue meanie Lara Croft.
Yeah, spiders, just, like, that goth aesthetic. That's pretty cool. Extremely competent. Knows when to back out of a fight. Plays with
French
her food.
Accent.
Yeah. Her playing with her food is everything, honestly. Like, that's why she's probably one of the biggest ships with her and Tracer. Because, like, there's, like, that cat and mouse. There's the animosity. There's the past friendship. The redemption that everyone wants. It's so much!
Yeah. Okay, here's a tough one for us. Winston.
Okay. I guess we win some, you lose some.
Yeah, let's stop monkeying around and figure this out. let's go,
we're
ape.
So we're pun masters, honestly.
Yeah,
like,
yes.
We would have received the trophy for it if it was a thing.
We should start it. Make a thing. The
I
annual
don't
pun
start
awards.
Things.
except podcasts. So he is a genetically engineered gorilla. I don't know what else to say about him.
He's a professor. He wears glasses. He gives off.
He has big Tesla coil gun.
Yeah, he gives off queer energy. I just don't know what that energy is necessarily.
Yeah. Okay. On to the next difficult one. We've got the hamster, Wrecking Ball.
Straight.
This hamster has fathered so many kids.
Straight, token straight man.
Yeah, he's just there. He's actually a little homophobic.
A little bit. Like, he makes comments sometimes, and you're like,
he's got, like, boomer brain.
Yeah. He has a beer or two.
Like, he sees Soldier and Reaper, and he's like, which one is the woman in that relationship?
Yes.
That's Hammond. The Wrecking Ball. Okay, Zarya. We've talked about Sombra and Zarya, as well as...
Junk
May,
Queen
May and
May. And
yes, we've shipped also, a lot of people of Zarya.
But also, hear me out.
Also.
Okay. There's that Russian woman in the white suit, the executive from her comic, that also is pretty great. There's a power dynamic there.
Okay.
I can see it.
And let's think about it this way. She could be shipped with a lot of people. She's got that gravity surge that pulls them all in, pulls them all together. she could totally be polyamorous with that.
Yeah. But I feel like her main thing is that she's just very competitive with Junker Queen in the gym. Like, that's the thing. No one can really attain her because of that.
We should have, like, a sports anime that's Zarya versus Junker Queen.
And with the amount of...
Friends to lovers, or enemies to lovers.
Well, I wouldn't say to lovers.
Okay, to
I still ship
partners.
Her with May. Chloe.
Okay, fair. Well, no, like, it could be a poly thing.
You know what it is also? Because you know when they release, like, themed skins, at least in the first Overwatch they did that, like, the beach skin and all that stuff?
Yeah.
I feel like... I think Fariha matched with Angela. I think one of their, like, sprays matched each other. And pretty often, like, those sprays match each other.
Farah?
That's her real name. Fariha.
Oh, I had no idea.
Yeah. Okay. I know more than you!
Oh, God.
So Farah and Mercy have a lot of, like, matching little sprays. And
I think
Zarya and May had a skin that matched, I think, if I'm remembering correctly.
I don't remember. Okay. Okay. Our last one, last but not least, Zenyatta, the monk.
A little AC.
Yeah.
But also just traveling the world with his boyfriend.
Genji.
Yeah.
Bodyguard / sometimes lover. They've got that vibe.
They do. Chloe, we did it.
We did it.
We did it in an hour.
I mean, there's technically the new character they just announced, but we don't really know anything about him. I think his name is... Hold on.
Google. I've got, bonus content.
It is Ramatra. Let me pull him up.
All right. Show me this fella.
He's a robot.
A robot? Oh.
He's...
Very flamboyant.
He's like an evil robot, but with cables that are hair.
What's the name of that other robot?
Bastion?
No.
Zenyatta, Echo.
Oh, it starts with an O, I think. Orisa.
Orisa?
Yeah. I feel like just like biggest enemies. Just like every gay knows not to put them together in a room.
Yeah.
And it's all passive aggressive.
Oh, yeah.
Like there's never actually been like a legitimate argument, but it's coming.
Yes.
It's just like on the verge.
Oh, there is some tea spilled whenever they're together. Yeah.
I think everything we said is just perfect, honestly.
Yes. This is
we
the
did an
perfect
excellent
podcast
job.
Episode. Please submit this to the podcast awards on our behalf. We have finished
and also
podcasting.
Fight us.
Yes,
make arguments.
One us. I will play a support because I usually play a support, so you'll probably beat me.
I will watch you play.
I'll switch to D.Va and then totally waste my alt. But still.
So I'll try to play as Cassidy and just like high noon no one.
I mean, it's not always high noon, so okay. So that has been Overwatch 2. Play it, it's free, or don't. Doesn't really matter, but
yeah, we have both sides of the equation here.
There's a lot of good fan art. There's a lot of good fan fiction out there. I will mention that.
And also, like, the content on their website is free, so you can just read all the comics. The artists.
The videos. Yeah, the art, the videos. There's some beautiful stuff out there that you can look at for free.
There's a really, really Blizzard. Good artist. I think they did the Brigitte comic, and they did a bunch of those like video art stills things. And so they're a really, really good artist. I follow them on stuff. If only I could remember their name.
Yeah, we'll put it in the show notes.
Yes. I'm sorry, I'm horrible.
No, we're just bad with names.
Maybe I'll even like splice it in really awkwardly, okay. Like right here.
Yes. And we'll just be like, it's me, Val from the future. I just wanted to mention that person's name is Joey Joerson.
It's me, Val from the future. I just wanted to mention that the artist's name is not, in fact, Joey Joerson, but is Ness Kane. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. NessKain. They have the same handle on both Twitter and Tumblr, and I highly recommend you check them out. That's exactly the inflection of voice I'm going to use. Thank you, Chloe.
Yes. Yeah,
and you're welcome. They just heard it right now. Yeah. So we did it.
Okay. Thank you all so much for tuning in. I just wanted to mention our social media, our Twitter, Instagram, and Pinterest for as long as Twitter exists, maybe, is at InMediaBuzz.
Oh, no.
That joke might be very dated in a couple months. I don't know. Our subreddit is r/InMediaLez. Our website is InMediaLez.com, and you can email us at InMediaLez@gmail.com. And our Tumblr is
thepodinmedialez.tumblr.com.
And I've checked it out. Val is doing a great job retweeting a lot of fun stuff.
If only I would post when our episodes release.
Yeah, you need to like promote us. Like that's the idea here. I mean, like the other stuff is great too.
I log on to do that, and then I get so distracted so immediately. You don't even understand. It's a problem that I'm working on. Just like all of the characters in Overwatch are working on themselves.
Yeah. And that's the episode.
We'll see you in the next one.
And God bless you.